It's wonderful to be at this panel with three bloggers who I follow religiously for different reasons. I follow, of course, Whispers because I always want to know what's going to happen in my diocese tomorrow. We'll talk about that someday. I approach the new social media in two ways. I approach it both as a means of evangelization, and I'm also trying in my own way to evangelize this new social media, to make it more of Christ and more of God and more of the good. There are, as we all know, a lot of people out there who use the internet for the wrong purposes, I think, or the new social media is to spread invective, to exploit people, whatever that may be. So when my whole approach is to try and bring some goodness or some encouragement, some help to people through the internet, but also in my own way to kind of lift up the internet, the social media itself, to something perhaps more worthy of us as a people of God and just more worthy of us as a people. I started out with a blog, and the blog just morphed out of my parish work as a pastor. I used to write a weekly column in the bulletin, and then I'd also write other musings, and I'd post them, and I'd make comments about various things. I have to tell you that once I was, the blog was originally Thoughts of a Catholic Priest, and then once I was named a bishop, I went back and had ticked out about four or five of them that I'd posted. It's one thing to say something as a priest, it's another thing to say it as a bishop. And so that's kind of changed in a lot of ways. But I've also morphed in many ways in the way that I use the new social media and the internet, because those of you who follow my blog would say that it's pretty much kind of become very passive. Passive and very active with a lot of blog posts and posts, as well as posting to recording of podcasts to it. But I haven't used it as much. First of all, it's very time consuming. And once I came here and I was working as an auxiliary bishop, I had some time at the beginning, but then Archbishop Daniel unfortunately suffered a stroke and I became bishop. And then was named Apostolic Administrator since last September, so my time is more limited. So I'm not able to spend as much time on the blog as I would like, and it shows in terms of the way people are using it. They're not going to it as much anymore, because there's nothing really there a lot of times. I'm trying to work to do something about that. Hopefully when the Holy See names it's the Archbishop of Indianapolis, I'll have some free time to take care of that. But also,